Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
If you ever meet anybody that never enters into that realm of either discouragement or drifting from commitments, I'd like to meet them and interview them on radio.
Sure.
Because it happens to all of us, doesn't it? But there probably are a couple of things that keep resonating in my heart that has been helpful in the process, and we're all in the process. And I think number one, and perhaps the verse in all of Scripture that contains more principles of revival, I believe, is Hosea 10:12, where he says, sow in righteousness. And by the way, here is a group of people, much like today, who are familiar with the ways of God, but no longer walking in the ways of God. That gap closer was needed. So Hosea says, sow in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, and here it is, until he comes. And if I understand what it means by him coming, not just in a cultivated sense of his presence, not even in a general sense of his presence, because in that sense he's here all the time, but in his manifest presence and outpouring, like we just read about or heard stories about, until he comes. So I can never be, I can be content, but never satisfied. Content in whatever state, but never satisfied until he comes. But I think very practically for me, and maybe it's my age, and I've been at this for decades, and I do a lot of things in acronym, and I'd just like to take maybe just 1 minute here and share how I pray, so I can pray this way all the time anywhere. So I can stop in the middle of the day and pray. It doesn't have to be that set time that can be interrupted so easily. But I pray for the church with an acronym that goes like this: God, would you please take the cold, the callous, the carnal, and complacent heart? And would you inject humility and honesty and hunger and hope? And then I get to you and say, God, would you give us a sense of urgency? And God, would you unite us with others? Because that's so important, and help us to see the ugliness of our sin. And then, God, would you also then just bring a spirit of repentance and reconciliation and restitution and regeneration in our in hearts that would result in a multitude of conversions and consciences that would be cleared and conflicts resolved and the Great Commission embraced. And then, Lord, would there be a great harvest of souls? And would the Holy Spirit reign in his church today? And would it be on earth as it is in heaven? And above all, Lord, would you be honored? And so I just discover when I find simple little methods like that, I can pray that anytime, anywhere, and I can be faithfully praying throughout this year for God to do a work in his church.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.